This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday on the broadcast, Marketplace's Jeff Tyler and Michael Graybell from ProPublica brought us the results of their joint investigation into labor contracting practices in Chicago. Contracting and subcontracting are nothing new in American business, especially in big American businesses. But as happens when you add to a production process, every layer of activity adds cost. In this case, with subcontractors who use a network of informal labor brokers to recruit warehouse workers, those costs wind up being imposed on the workers themselves. They wind up having to pay to get a job. So today, in part two of our investigation, Jeff explains how that business model benefits companies.
In the airport on my way to Chicago, I paid $5 for a pink plush troll named Trixie. It's made by Tye, the company behind Beanie Babies.
It's cute.
It's a perfect toy for our baby.
My granddaughter would like it.
That's the reaction I got when I showed Trixie to people on the street in Chicago. But some middle-aged Latino women had different associations. They knew it from the Tye warehouse.
It reminds me of the pain that I felt in my hands.
The owners of the company don't pay us for the hours that we worked.
That's a big difference in perceptions. It mirrors the gap between the laborer in China who made Trixie and the owner of the company, Tye Warner, estimated to be worth $2.5 billion. And the disparity at Tye is almost as striking right here at home. Latino immigrants do the work at Tye, but they're not paid by Tye. A temporary staffing company hires and pays them. And that company relies on informal labor brokers to recruit and transport workers. So you have two intermediaries between Tye and its workers. To see how that makes business sense, let's consider the different players involved in bringing Trixie to market. Let's start with the workers at the Tye warehouse, 40 minutes outside Chicago.
I'm here hoping that I can do an interview with somebody from the company about
private property, so you're not allowed here.
Shut down here, I go looking for warehouse workers in the neighborhood where they live.
I'm standing on 26th Street, which is the main thoroughfare for Little Village, which is the Latino part of Chicago. There's Marquis Medicos next to La Tienda de Dollar, next to Restaurante Sabor.
Elizabeth Baido lives in a small apartment a few blocks from here. She moved to Chicago from Mexico when she was 8. Now she's 19 and doesn't have many job prospects.
A lot of times I am capable to get the job, but it's just that once it comes down to filling the application, first thing they ask you for is your social security number, and that's something that I don't have.
From last summer until February, she worked at the Tye warehouse where she packed dolls like Trixie.
There were all Mexican workers there. There wasn't no white workers there. There was no Chinese. There was nothing but, Hispanics.
Workers like Baido make minimum wage, minus the money they pay to the middlemen directly above them, underground labor brokers called Riteros. The Ritero connects workers with temporary jobs, and in return, workers are obligated to pay for a ride to work. That's what the Riteros get out of it, $8 a day for each worker shuttled to a warehouse. The economic interests are more complicated for the next link in the chain. A temp staffing company called Select Remedy is responsible for paying the workers. It's part of the Select family of staffing companies, one of the biggest temp firms in the U.S. To find out how staffing companies might benefit from using the Riteros as intermediaries, I visited this office in downtown Chicago, overlooking the L train. Employment lawyer Chris Williams has represented workers from Little Village in wage disputes with the temp companies.
I think they're trying to create a level of deniability that if there's a problem with the pay, that it's not their problem, it's the Ritero's problem.
In the end, it's often left as the worker's problem. Elizabeth Baido says she got cheated in her paycheck from Select Remedy.
I actually had to come in on a Sunday, and we worked a full day. They told us they were going to pay us double time, which was $16 per hour, and we didn't get that in our paychecks.
In a statement, Select Remedy says it has, quote, no relationship with the private van drivers who provide transportation to the job site for some of our associates, unquote. But I spoke with several workers who say they contacted Select Remedy about a missing payment and were referred to speak with their van driver. Leone Bakiri hears the stories, too. He's executive director of the Chicago Workers Collaborative. Bakiri says the layers of intermediaries insulate companies from responsibility for hiring undocumented immigrants.
The majority of the staffing agencies prefer the Latino immigrant workers with the belief that they will hopefully complain less about a variety of abuses.
Not everyone buys that idea. John Osborne researches temp companies for staffing industry analysts.
If you're asking me, is it a normal practice for staffing firms to hire illegal workers? Hell no. You know, I mean, these people can lose their entire business for something like that.
Osborne says companies like Thai report using temp firms mostly to have a just-in-time workforce. Thai Incorporated did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Trixie, Thai's pink stuffed troll, isn't the only product that comes to market through this complicated system of subcontracted labor. Our investigation found that Riteros bring immigrant workers to temp jobs for brands including Fresh Express, Sony, Frito-Lay, and Smirnoff. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
You can hear all the stories from our joint investigation with ProPublica, Taken for a Ride, it's called. They're online at marketplace.org.